Sitting beside the gate, Drover and I watched with Sitting just outside the gate, Drover and I watched as Slim and Loper stole cookies out of Sally Mae's picnic basket. If you ask me, it was a pretty silly thing for two grown men to be doing. But what can you say? Those guys did silly things all the time, and stealing cookies wasn't even the craziest thing they'd ever done. And Loper got caught with a cookie in his mouth. His wife came out of the house, caught him red-handed, and screeched at him to stay out of her cookies. When he heard her voice, Loper flinched so hard that he almost choked. By then, Slim had swallowed his cookie and was looking as innocent as a lamb. He said, "Sally Mae, I told him not to do it, but you just can't trust the man. Show him a cookie and he turns into some kind of slobbering beast." Sally Mae gave them the cobra eye.
"Don't eat my cookies. They're for the picnic."
Then she went back into the house to finish packing for the trip. Loper turned a sour look on Slim.
"Thanks a lot. I'll remember this."
"Me too. Best cookie I ever stole."
Slim picked up the bags, lugged them out the gate, and loaded them into the trunk. Loper followed with a picnic basket and set it on the back seat of the car. Then they went back into the house for another load of baggage, arguing all the way.
"You forgot to shut the car door."
"I didn't forget. I left it open so the car won't get as hot as an oven."
"Well, I think you should have closed it."
"Slim, do you know what your biggest problem is?"
"Yep, I'm too kind and gentle for this cruel world."
"No, the trouble with you is that you have too much time on your hands. While I'm on vacation, maybe you can get some work done on this ranch. Are you familiar with the concept of work?"
"Loper, if I worked any harder out here, you'd get arrested for slavery."
"Try putting in an honest day's work, just to see how it feels. If you do a decent job and don't tear up any equipment, maybe I'll give you another cookie."
And so forth. Those guys could go on like that for hours, and of course, it was obvious to any dog that while they were yapping at each other, neither one of them got any work done. But they weren't interested in my opinions. I was just a dumb dog, right? The screen door slammed and they disappeared inside the house. In the silence, I became aware of an odd noise. I turned to Drover and saw that his eyes had grown as wide as plates, and he was shaking all over. "What's wrong? You look sick."
"No, I just had a terrible thought. It was so wicked. I'm afraid I'm going to..."
Before he could finish his sentence, he collapsed on the ground.